T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the Powerball?
Yeah, I'm so happy. I didn't win again.
One big winner, $455 million in Pennsylvania, I think?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
One.
Pennsylvania.
No, but seriously, how did they have one? I saw that there was $1 million winner in Santa Monica that matched the five or whatever. So they won $1 million in Santa Monica, but one big ass winner. One!
And that's happened with $500 million like 3 times in a row now. One winner.
And how much do they get?
$455 million.
What do you do with that?
You spend.
I mean, do you put it in a 401k plan? I mean,
no.
Would you buy some property in Montana? What do you do?
You know that TV show that the lottery ruined my life? Did you see the story that came out over the weekend of the former lottery winner in California? Not from that TV show. This person's not made the show yet.
That won $19 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This person, he won $19 million in the California lottery, and he is broke as a joke as we speak.
Isn't that sad?
He went on heroin.
I have the article right here. He won $19 million in 98, but he had to give half of that to his ex-wife. Okay, fine. I get it. That's fine, right?
Okay, so what's that? That's $9
million. Well, it's 9.5
that he gets to keep.
Right, and let's just say even after taxes or whatever, because I don't know if that was taxed. So let's just take it. So now we have $4, maybe $5 million.
Yeah.
Okay, I could live off $4 or $5 million.
Yeah.
I feel like I could retire. I mean, I wouldn't have like an extravagant life, but I'd have like a nice little place downtown, and you know, I'd survive, right, for the rest of my life.
I think I could.
Yeah, I think we all could. Yeah. If you budget it, you have to budget it, right?
Yeah.
But, and you wouldn't have to work. Well, he bought a gold PT Cruiser.
See? Let me tell you something, okay? When you see somebody that's just won $19 million, and that person, they get to keep at least $6 million or so of it after taxes and the ex-wife and everything. But the very first purchase you make is a gold PT Cruiser. That's a sign.
It is a sign.
That's a sign that this person doesn't know what to do with this money. That it is doomed. That was that. I mean, everybody should have seen this
right
coming.
Right there.
PT Cruiser.
He also spent $4,000 a month on heroin. That's also going to be a sign. BJ, $4,000 a month on heroin? I'm going to say it's a sign.
I think the PT Cruiser is a bigger sign. I do. I think the heroin problem. Okay, that's a little. Yeah, okay. I'll give it to you.
Well, lately he's been living in an abandoned garage. Okay,
so what happened to the cruiser? Where's the PT Cruiser? Why aren't you living in that?
He forfeited the vehicle. Sorry, it's gone. But now he has been busted doing what? Robbing banks. That's right, robbing banks.
The guy is out of money. Going through the heroin and the PT Cruiser and now sleeping in abandoned buildings, and then decided to get money back. He'd rob banks in the California or in the Los Angeles area.
10 of them, and he got $40,000, and he's finally been caught.
10 robberies.
You know what, though? Do you ever watch the Lottery Homes? It's that show where it's a show where a gay guy, I like the gay guy, I forgot his name, and he's all tatted up. Anyway, he goes and he shows 3 houses to these people that just won the lottery.
Yeah.
And they always pick too expensive. So let's say that they won, I don't know, $3 million, where after taxes and all that, they're going to have about $1.5 million. And then they go in there and they buy the $900,000 house. And I'm like, no!
So, yeah, because that's what, 80% of the money you just won, you just sunk into a house.
It makes me crazy.
Now, what they don't understand is, because they've never had a house like this before, the bigger the house, the more house you get, the more the maintenance.
Exactly, and the property taxes.
Right. Now, trust me, a $900,000 home is going to cost you in property taxes and the upkeep, and you got to figure it's got really good faucets and stuff inside the house, right? You'd be better off with a double wide.
I know. I mean, if I won $1.5 million, let's say, I would never buy a $900,000 house.
No, me either.
I just would not do that.
No.
And it makes me crazy because I feel like the guy, the realtor guy, the whatever decorator guy, I feel like he leads them to the more expensive house. And because they're on the TV show, they always get the more expensive house.
Yeah. Mm. I think if I had, okay, let's say I get $1.6 million after taxes. Yeah. I feel like I'm that guy that might have, might just sell everything. Just sell everything. Own one pair of shorts, one t-shirt, and live on the beach in Costa Rica.
Well, that's how you go to Arizona with us.
You know?
Yeah.
The man went to a weekend. Okay, we had a weekend in Arizona.
Yeah.
And he had a pair of shorts, flip-flops, and two shirts.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I pack light.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And it was packed in a dog carrier.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a duffel bag.
It was a dog carrier.
I know.
It was. But it looks like a duffel bag. It was just mistakenly I picked up the wrong one on that morning.
Because you said it was dark.
It was dark. And I went into the room and I said, oh, here's some luggage. And I grabbed it and it was a doggy carrier.
Oh, my God.
And I threw my two t-shirts in there and a toothbrush and off we went.
And then every day in Arizona he had a furry shirt on.
Yeah.
We make fun of you behind your back.
Oh, that's cool.
And in front.
And in front.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's true. That's cool.
All the way around.
It's Arizona. Nobody cares in Arizona.
No, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's nice and warm.
Anyway, so thank God that we didn't win the lottery because what we know now is it ruins your life.
Yeah, and that collected hers last week, she gets to remain anonymous.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have people hounding her because you got to figure that if you're going to win $450, can you imagine the people that are going to come out of the woodwork if you won that lottery, that Powerball?
I know.
I mean, you are going to be so harassed once your name gets out there from everybody you've ever known in life.
But, you know, I also think with these millionaires, like double, quadruple millionaires, I think they don't know what it's like to be us, where you're just happy. Like, you're just, everything's fine. You're just happy. You know, you go to Kohl's, get some clothes. Look, I have a new Kohl's shirt on.
Yeah, it's nice.
Right? But it made me happy. It's comfy. I like it. I got it at Kohl's. I think they get so caught up in that lifestyle, that, you know, the millionaire lifestyle, that they start, like, spending out. I told you, my friends, when they sold their company for $100 million, she went from Bud Light to wine.
Really?
Yes! I'm like, I don't even know you anymore, Jody. Because I was like, when did you start drinking wine? She used to be Bud Light Lime. Nope.
But no, she's into the very expensive.
And
probably has a wine cellar.
And they do the swirl now and they watch for the legs.
They don't know what they're swirling. I don't even know what they're swirling.
When did they learn legs?
I don't know. Do they use the term "let it breathe"?
Oh, they have they decant it or whatever. They can't, you know, they pour it in that thing.
Yeah.
And then,
it's a decanter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they let it breathe.
They let it breathe. Yeah. You got to let the wine breathe. Who lets her liquor breathe?
Who goes from Bud Light Lime to watching the legs on the glassware?
So you're saying that people like you, me, producer Sean, are happier in life than a Bill Gates?
Than my friends? Yes, I did. Honestly. Yeah. They all compete.
Really?
It's crazy.
I don't know.
You're never going to compete against my Kohl's shirt.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.